Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
Wanted to get with you. This is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, but I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
I got t-shirts, I got buttons, I've got hats. Well, it's right under the piano bench right there. I've got more swag right there. Go ahead, pull it out right up under. Look under, there's a box. There's a box right under there. Yeah, look under there. Look in it. And there's packages, there's pins, those are USB. That's swag.
That USB was cool.
Wasn't the USB cool?
And is this the USB?
Those are the USB drives. Matter of fact, we'll give one away tonight.
Oh, whoever, you want this.
Whoever makes Reagan or I or Lindsay or our special guest, which we're going to announce in a minute, is on the live call tonight with us. Whoever makes us laugh, we're gonna give some swag away.
Are we going to give three away? Because we have three.
We've got three left, so why not?
We can be generous.
We can be generous. We'll be generous. We're going to give three USB drives away from the ELT conference. See, she loves my swag.
It was really good conference, and this is like jam-packed with goodness.
Isn't it cool stuff?
Yeah, really good.
So I thought it was good. And I think we got pins in there. Don't we still have some pins and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at
and
that.
Those pins were amazing.
They write.
Dude.
You know, a lot of these conference pins don't write.
These pins were awesome. Like, I have three of them.
We'll see. We'll give some of those away.
You were wondering where all our pins went.
Don't judge me.
don't judge me. Don't judge me.
So, and you could even have a tag.
And you can have a tag.
Even though you didn't come. But you should come next time.
Well, I tell you what. We'll give that. We'll give a pin. What are those called? Lanyard.
Lanyards.
And a USB drive.
I like the idea that we specifically give away Michael's lanyard. Just because it's funny.
Michael's?
Is Michael's in there?
No, it's Michael's. She's holding Michael's.
Is it? We're going to give Michael's away. Michael's. We're going to give Michael Corbett's lanyard away. One of the platform speakers. We're giving his away. That's
he
what
was we'll, good. He was really good.
Yeah, well, for Michael.
I mean, you guys have like a brother relationship.
We do. We're brothers.
Y'all are a mess.
Well, when you go to Vegas together.
I'm not ready. Yeah. I haven't asked because I'm not ready.
What happens in Vegas ends up on a podcast.
I'm making a swag pile.
You're making a swag pile.
Yes.
So there we go. Listen, guys, this is episode 322. We're glad to have you guys with us this lovely evening. What's the date? June something.
11.
June 11th. So welcome to TW3. If you were invited by one of our reps, we want to hear from you tonight. Ask us any questions you have about business, about money, about life, about flowers, if you want. I figured out today that June bugs kill, which is not it's not called June bug. They're actually called the Japanese beetle.
Have you seen the thing down in my neighbor's yard?
No, what?
David and Peter on either side of me have a beetle bug catcher bag.
Well, that's what I was told I needed. I needed a beetle bug catcher.
Yeah, they're like all over on either side of me. And we asked David yesterday, we're like, what is this? And he said, and we looked inside the bag and there's like 1,000 beetles. It's really scary.
Well, I went out to water the flowers and they're just covered. And so I posted on Facebook, are June bugs bad for flowers? I was raised calling them June bugs, you know. So those are Japanese beetles. And yes,
because you planted those flowers, right?
Yeah, we planted them and we want to keep them. So anyway.
You should just not do that and get an apartment. And then anytime you have a bug,
hey, you
go, hi, yes, there is big bug here. Come kill and spray apartment, please.
That is pretty clutch.
Mr. out on his own now.
I've had to kill three spiders now.
Oh.
And I'm not going to lie, it was really scary.
Oh.
It's traumatic, right?
I hate spiders. I hate spiders. And there was a big one in my closet, and I was like, oh, that is not good.
I lived in Charleston. One of my first, like, living on my own experiences. Mm-hmm. And the beetles are, mm-hmm. I don't even know what they are in Charleston. They're like these bugs that are like this long. Mm-hmm. And they're black and they mm-hmm. look like beetles.
Well, speaking of Charleston, our special guest hails from Charleston.
Yay!
She's on with us tonight. All the way. Now, I think she's an upstate girl as well, but I think she's down in Charleston. All the way from Tell the Truth Podcast, Miss Josie Gray. Josie, are you on with us tonight?
Yes, I am. Can you guys hear me?
Hey, Josie.
We can hear you. So are you still down in Charleston?
I am. I'm a little bit closer to North Charleston on the Somerville side.
Oh, okay.
What are those bugs called, Josie? You know what I'm talking about?
Water bugs? Maybe?
Yeah. Water bugs?
Water bugs? I don't know. All I know is they're super long and super scary.
I don't know. But anyway,
Are you talking about the two that stick together, Lindsay?
Are you talking about the ones that stick together?
No, like they're usually kind of on their own. Palmetto.
How do we get all
hold
these
on.
Tangents?
Is it palmetto called roaches? A palmetto bug?
Oh, that's a roach. Yeah, there's palmetto bugs.
I hate those things.
Yeah, yes. They're like monsters. Yes.
Did you know they can fly?
No.
That yes, was hilarious.
Make it stop.
Yeah, they can fly. It's gross.
That's super scary.
I remember he was sitting on the couch one time because we get palmetto roaches where we used to live. And he was like watching the bug on the wall from like across the couch. He's like, oh, that's a bug. It flies towards him. He's like, oh, I didn't know they could fly. And he like takes off.
But did you die?
I did. I died.
He said, I did die inside, actually.
I died a small death right there. Well, Josie, thanks for being on the show tonight. I'm sure you didn't realize you were coming on to talk about bugs, but.
It's my pleasure. You guys are fun.
But I warned you, we will talk about just about anything.
True.
But if you guys, the guys that are on tonight, thank you guys for coming out to our podcast. This is where we talk about money. We talk about business. We talk about ways of growing your business, managing a business, starting a business. It's all about business, improving your financial life, your income, your career. And trust me, you can make all the money in the world and still be miserable if you're not doing what you're called to do, what your purpose is, what your passions are. And so the thing that we're proud about the most at TW3 is we're not here waving the banner saying be in this type of business. You know, you pick what kind of business you want and let us be the platform that facilitates you getting to that next level. Because no matter what business you're in, you can be in the church business, if you will afford me that language for just a second. You have to have people. Everything requires people. And that's what our platform does. That it helps you acquire, maintain, and facilitate new clients, new people. If you want to be on the podcast tonight and talk and you have a question, if you're over at TerryWilson3.com/live, there's a little icon with my little face on it and it says, let's chat. All you have to do is click on that. And Reagan is right there. Is people in the chat room already, Reagan?
Yes.
Good. So ask your questions and Reagan, he'll answer some, not on the show, but if it's something that we can answer and banter back and forth, we'd love to have your questions and he'll bring them back. Yeah. Not all of your questions that you people type, we will put on the show. And we'll some of you know who I'm talking to.
We have this thing called a filter and that filter is called Reagan's eyes.
Reagan's eyes are the filter. So, some questions are just not appropriate, Lindsay.
Well, I'm unfortunately very aware of that.
I think all the inappropriate questions, we'll just send them down to Josie. What do you think?
Oh, yes. Josie, our life coach.
Oh, it's a setup.
Yes, that's right. You were on for a setup. That's exactly right. So anyway, tonight we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be talking about a new software we're releasing just to our ELT members. It's going to be just one more revenue stream that they're going to be able to enjoy. So that's coming out tonight. We're talking a little bit about that. I'll be talking a little bit about my Vegas trip that we just got back from and how I didn't gamble one penny and walked away with more money than I came with. And so it all came from this business. And so we'll talk a little bit about that, or at least I'll allude to it. Also, we'll be talking about how you can start making money in just days with TW3 if you so decide to join us and come on board as a member or an affiliate, either way. We're going to review our reviews. That's part of our Stuck on Stupid segment. Because
review our reviews.
We're going to review the reviews, you know. So, you know, not all bad reviews are bad. Some of them are helpful, and we're always looking for ways of changing, and some of them are just well, they're just not honest. And so we've got one gentleman that just seems to want to, I don't know, but we're going to, you know, I had a member bring it to our attention. And so I normally don't like to get down in the mud and do all that, but I just need to clarify. And, you know, someone can say he's got a bad hair. He dresses funny. He looks funny. He
all acts true. Funny. All true.
All are true. And I can't refute that. All of that's true.
Do you wear socks and sandals?
I wear socks and sandals.
I do, proudly.
I know you do, so I wondered proudly. If you got it honest.
I do, proudly.
I'm not tonight. I'm wearing these, but you could say there's all kinds of things that you could say and criticize me, and I couldn't argue with. But some of the things the gentleman brought is just not factually true. And so whether a person decides to do business with us or not, that's fine, but I want them to have the facts. And then they can decide one way or the other. So we'll review the reviews. We'll also talk about how to respond to criticism. And then Josie and I are going to talk a little bit about the 7 financial and emotional benefits to gratitude. I've got 7 financial and emotional benefits that you have with gratitude. And Josie is a professional life coach, been in the ministry background. So we're going to tap her a little bit and on her mind and resources there and see and let her speak into that. And then we're going to be talking about your questions. So we got all of that coming up. Did you have something,
right? Yeah, just wanted to make sure we give a shout out to Rick Metz. Gary Green wanted to make sure we did that.
Rick
Metz.
Rick Metz, as in the baseball team Mets?
Yep.
All right. Go Braves. So, so anyway, I'm messing with you, Rick. Good to have you on tonight. So anyway, we've already introduced our guest and people. Real quick before we get into it, let's talk about our sponsors so we can get going here. If you are looking to take a trip like I did to Vegas or anywhere else and you want the absolute lowest fares on hotels, on car rentals, on airline tickets, go to TerryWilson3.com/booking. You can get up to 40% off on your airline tickets by going to TerryWilson3.com/booking, and you can get airline tickets cheap. You can get hotels, car rentals, and stuff like that. If you're in the business like I am, maybe you're an insurance, real estate person, direct sales. You can be retail, restaurant. You could be a church. Everybody needs a means, a method, a mechanism to get in front of people and talk to them on the phone. The phone is still the lifeblood of most businesses. So set up a free RingCentral account today by going to TerryWilson3.com/RingCentral. That's TerryWilson3.com/RingCentral. You can check them out, and if you like their services, you can keep them. They give you a 30-day free trial by using my link there. And finally, earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level.
True story.
And that's why I give audiobooks away. You were listening to one of my audiobooks before we just got started by Les Brown, one of my heroes of the faith and heroes of business. You can go over there and get a free audiobook by Les Brown. All you have to do is go to TerryWilson3.com/freebook. Try them out for 30 days. You get a free book just for trying them out. And then if you like to keep their services, of course, you can keep them. But if you don't, you simply keep the book and don't have to buy anything else. So let's get into it. New software, Reagan, the membership plugin. So here's the deal. If you're an ELT member and you want the new membership plugin, all you have to do is send in a ticket. Reagan will start activating that in the next, give him about 72 hours because we're swamped. He's swamped. Reagan is moved. My baby has moved out.
I can't believe that. I feel kind of emotional about it.
My baby boy. Dude,
you feel emotional.
Well, when I was here and like, I went everybody's to emotional. Use the restroom. Mm-hmm. Your mom was like, "That's Reagan's restroom." And so.
It wasn't when I was here. That was my constant complaint. A lot of backstory to that restroom we're not going to get into. But
we don't need to open that can of worms.
I'm sorry. No. I'm good at opening cans of worms.
Aren't you?
Call it my special gift.
You and your brownies. But anyway. we do have Josie's an ELT member at TW3, and Josie, let me tell you about this plugin. You're going to love it. It allows you to turn your entire website or portions of your website into a membership site. So if you, So if you develop trainings and different things for clients, maybe you're working, because I know you're a licensed insurance rep as well, and you've got other credentials and backgrounds and coaching. You could come up with all these different trainings and populate it each week with something new, or each month. And for people to be able to see that content, they subscribe to your website or a portion of your website that would be on. And this plugin will allow you to make parts of your site private to memberships only and have levels of membership. Maybe you've got a gold, a bronze, a silver. Maybe it costs $20 to start out, $40 for the better package, and then $100 a month or whatever for the elite package or whatever. But you could start your own membership website up, and that plugin is in your back office. If it's not activated yet, just send in a ticket, and Reagan can make that happen. So what do you think about that, Josie?
I think that's amazing. Reagan, you got my name down, right?
Already working on it.
You know, isn't that a shame how we are given instructions and yet we try to go right around the instructions? I'm so sorry. I apologize. I'll send in the ticket.
Josie, you've been with me a while. You've heard that. It's sending the ticket.
She knows. She knows.
Josie, how long you been with me?
Golly, Terry, I think it's been since about either 2014 or 15, maybe 13.
Yeah.
I still have those old emails. I have to go back
and
look.
So you're an older member too, 5 years. And
yeah, it's been a minute.
And came to the ELT conference. We were so privileged to have you. I wish we could have spent more time, but I know you were in a hurry. We were in a hurry. Everybody was doing stuff.
I know.
But, Josie's a podcaster, and because she's an ELT member, she has our podcasting plugins and stuff like that. She's going to be able to, you could take up a podcast that you're doing, Josie, and then at the end of the show, say, this is a one-time deal. You're either here live and you hear it and you don't. Maybe it's something special. Maybe you're giving out some great training, some great content. You throw it over there on a page on your TW3 site, and then you just go in your back office and set it to be members only. And so the only people that get to see that is
perks.
Perks
are good.
Perks are good.
I like that. So, that's perfect timing, because I literally been looking for something like that. No joke.
Cool. Cool. Well, I'm excited about it. We sort of teased it a few months ago. Did we mention it at the ELT conference? I can't remember. Reagan, do you remember? You remember me talking about it, because we've had it back there.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it. I don't know if.
Yeah. I feel like you mentioned it, but didn't go in depth into it.
I think you're right. Yeah. But now we've got it, and so it's back there. And I'll be making trainings for it as well. But it's pretty intuitive, so it won't be that complicated. So we got that. Guys, I'm telling you what, the beautiful thing about marketing online and having a business online is things just like that. I was telling you about my trip to Vegas. One of the reasons that we're able to do these trips, and you talk to Lindsay, you talk to Josie, you talk to Gary, you talk to Tracy, you talk to all of our reps and stuff. Having your own home-based business that sort of just provides a lifestyle. I mean, Lindsay, could you go and do in any other type of business than what you're in now? I mean, because you've got your clothing line and the things you're doing. You got your home, but you're an entrepreneur. But if your kids need to go somewhere, or you and Justin want to take a vacation, I mean, you couldn't get the time and freedom, and it's probably amazing. Even the money.
It's amazing to be able to, again, decide how much money I'm going to make every month, and then work and make that money, and then do the things I want to do with that money.
Right.
It's crazy, because I can schedule my work time around dentist appointments.
Right.
Doctor's appointments, church, serving, loving on other people. It's unreal to be able to earn what I'm earning and live my life the way that I live my life.
Yeah. And, I was telling someone the other day, who would pay me what I'm making as a college dropout, what I'm saying? And the limitations I have, and we all have our own limitations, but I don't believe I could, I'm a great salesperson, but I don't think I could convince anyone to pay me for what I make and only work the hours I work and take off the time I take.
I mean, so, I'm taking the kids with my mom to the beach next week,
right?
And I'm going to work for about an hour or less a day while we're there.
Yeah.
And I can do stuff like that.
There's no other employer going to give you that.
Nowhere.
So I'm telling you guys, entrepreneurialism is the ticket. Now, so many people try it and fail because they get involved with one of these pills, cereals, lotions, or potion type deals. And they're never given, and there's nothing wrong with those businesses, but unless you have a means and a method and a way to get in front of people, man, life is tough. Life is tough. So, went to Vegas, didn't gamble at all, walked away with a few thousand extra dollars a night, and I came with it. And I told Gina on the way back, we was flying back, I said, I showed her my phone. I says, we're in the right business, and we've mm-hmm. been in the right business. And this just proves it year after year after year. I want to talk about our 90-day money-made guarantee. A lot of reps don't know. I don't know if you knew we had this, but it's basically the way it works is if you credential with us at our plus level or elite level, you know, plus or elite level, and you commit to doing some steps that we give you, mm-hmm. steps 1 through 6 in the back office, and then you meet with me one time where I say, okay, this is the activity you want. I want you driving 100 leads through your sales funnel, which is not hard to do at all. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you don't even have to talk to the people. Some people like talking on the phone. Some people like doing it through email. Do it the way you want to do it. Mm-hmm. I'll help you design your funnel to do it the way you want. But if they'll go through that and do that process and then hook our autoresponder up to it. Now, it's branded as them, has their name, links it back mm-hmm. to their website and all that. But that way we know that they're being followed up on. If they will do that, we guarantee results. I don't know of another business that offers that.
I told Justin about it, my husband. I was like, Terry's system has a 90-day money-made guarantee. He was like, what?
Yeah.
Really? And I said, and they've never like tapped into it.
Never had to, because the deal is if you don't have results in 90 days, we suspend all of your monthly admin fees. Now, we don't offer refunds. Mm-hmm. This doesn't circumvent the terms of agreement because it's software and it's just no way. Once it's out, right. It's out. We don't get our money back from our developers and our hosting companies and all that. So we can't. But what we say is we'll bite the bullet and continue to pay your hosting mm-hmm. and pay all the licensing fees and pay everything that has to be paid to keep you active mm-hmm. and then come alongside you and actually give you an hourly opportunity. Because at that point, 90 days working in a call center, we can give a resume to another company that we're RMP partners with
right.
that will pay you hourly mm-hmm. while you're working to get you up to speed. But the whole point is you're going to make money. I've yeah. never, that's the deal. And that's what we give away, but we've never had to pay out on it.
That's amazing.
Because if you just do what the program is.
Right.
And I was telling someone the other day, I said, I can't guarantee my system done your way, but I can guarantee my system done my way. Mm-hmm. And so I tell people all the time, that is strong.
Mm-hmm.
That right there is strong. I don't know of another. Josie, you've been in insurance and other things. Have you ever heard of that before with any quote unquote opportunity?
Never.
I mean, it's just,
it's unheard of.
And we've never had to pay. Josie, we released this last year, back in the summer of last year, wasn't it?
Hmm.
Haven't had to pay out on it yet. Haven't had to suspend an admin fee and give, you know, monthly admin fees and then pay to get them hooked up with another company. Because there's a cost to get hooked up with that other company because mm-hmm. they have to have a headset, they have to have a landline, they have to have all this stuff.
Yeah.
We take care of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's strong. That's really strong.
That's right.
So anyway, that's the 90-day money-made guarantee. How can you start making money with TW3 today? Well, there's a couple ways. We have 3 different levels that you can join with us. Talk to one of our recruiters or trainers, and they will work with you on that if they've got on it. But just to briefly overview with that, we have a sales rep and trainer level. We have a plus rep and trainer level. We have an elite rep and trainer. Those are all trainer levels. That's where you have the system, you're taking the training, and you're training others. You can start with us for free as a sales affiliate. Now, the problem with being a sales affiliate is you don't have the system. So you either have to cold call or you have to call your trainer and say, hey, I need leads, and work out a way where they can sell you some leads so you can get started. Because at the end of the day, that's what it takes to do business, is you got to have leads. So those you can start with us as quick as tonight if you wanted to, get you set up and get you going. I want to, this is what we affectionately, and Josie, you're going to love this. We affectionately call this segment. And this is where we let Reagan sort of shine.
Hey.
Hi.
That's my job. Not Reagan.
Joe's the only one that's going to give me an all.
So, Reagan, what is our segment tonight?
So, we're reviewing reviews. We got a review. I'm not going to name the site because.
Yeah. Well, a member brought it up to us, so right. We have to.
Yeah. But basically, somebody left a review, which. You know, there's nothing wrong with reviews, as you said. I mean, reviews can be a good way to sort of learn where your areas are and where you need to improve. But
absolutely.
The problem becomes when there's just factually things that are just not true. Just, I mean, you just can't make stuff up about
that
people.
That does become a problem when it's factually then that not becomes, accurate.
I think they call that slander.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm not sure. People in certain circles. But
I figured we could go through this one at a time because luckily they were nice enough to number it for us. So,
oh goodness.
So, what's the title of the review?
Don't waste your time or money.
All right, don't waste your time or money. Well, what are they saying?
Okay, so number one,
and this is the same person that went to.
Well, we think so. I mean, we can't
strong evidence that it is because the way it's tied to another account. Let's put it this way: if it is the same person, this person got shut down on Facebook. Right. LinkedIn,
right?
Rip off report, yeah. And all of them said you have no case here. Right. There's no, you know, you're being unreasonable. So he found another site, sort of like a social media blog type site.
Mm. Well, it's made for reviews. I mean, it's
that they don't police it. They don't care if it's accurate or not.
So, well, I'm looking here. Apparently, you can respond. So I mean,
well, we might post.
We got a whole podcast.
We got a whole podcast.
Why not?
We might let Josie respond.
No, the thing is, it is good to respond, I think, you know.
It is.
It's good to address it, and that way, you know, we're not hiding from anything. We're willing to ask.
Absolutely.
We're answering any questions. But so number one, you were encouraged to buy the software at $4.99 to get into the so-called call center. So that's number one.
Well, number one, you're encouraged. Well, first of all, it's $5.97 is our entry level.
The price is already off.
The price is off, so we're a little more expensive than what he gave us credit for. But number two, you're encouraged to do what's right for you. I would encourage, and matter of fact, I encourage most people that I personally work with, because the numbers are one out of 25 people we work with, we typically say, hey, you're right for this, and we bring them in. Because they meet, because there's the reason why we have a survey, an application process, mm-hmm. and a vetting process. Because not everybody's right for mm-hmm. investing in a business and going, you know, full blown. So that's why we have the affiliate program, because it's free. And then you can test it out, put your toes in the water, buy some leads from one of my reps. But yeah, we do encourage people to buy if it's right for them. Mm-hmm. But we don't encourage just everyone. And the price is off, and he's sort of not telling the whole truth. There's a free way of getting started as well. So
yeah. Number two, there is no refund on the software, even though nothing is downloaded onto your computer.
Well, that's partially true. There is no refunds because it is software.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are some things that are downloaded, and there are some things that are cloud-based. But the reason why there's no refund is because the cloud-based software that we work with, there's licensing fees, developer fees, and hosting fees that all of those companies have to be paid. Every time we have a member, I give so many dollars to this person, so many dollars to this person, and it goes out mm-hmm. to pay for that plugin or that software, the hosting of that website, Wistia, and all these people that have my files that people can download. And the PDFs. So there is.
This seems kind of like a silly complaint. Part of the software is you can build a blog and a website. Do you really want that downloaded onto your computer so you can only edit it from your computer? I mean, this gives you the power to sort of.
I think his point he's trying to make is you have nothing tangible in hand.
There's nothing physical.
There's nothing physical,
but that's technology.
I don't know, though. I mean, I'm throwing up a red flag because I don't want to download it onto my computer. I want to be able to access it from my iPad.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking.
Like, that is the way of the future, to not have to download things onto your computer.
I mean, we do have, like, PDFs you can do for instructions. But
the software, you don't want it on your computer because, number one, how is it going to be updated? Because it's technology. And our technology, because it's working with social media sites, it's working with search mm-hmm. engines, it's working with all of these different parts, moving parts. It has to be just like that, updated, compliant. I mean, there's things.
But maybe his main complaint wasn't that it's not downloadable; it's that there's no refunds, which is true.
I mean,
I don't think we shy away from that.
I'm bold about it all the time. There is no refunds, and mm-hmm. if you issue a chargeback, all we do is turn in the terms and say, "Hey, this is where they signed off on it six different times," and it might take us 30 days mm-hmm. to get our money back. But then we charge you for the expense of going after the money as well. So I mean,
go into why there are no refunds, because it's not just because
there's not because we're trying to be difficult. The reason why there are no refunds is because you can't go to a barber and get your hair cut and then ask for it. It's a service, number one. So somebody's got to pay for your recruiter and trainer's time.
Yeah.
I mean, where does that come from? They're not help. This is not a ministry. I'm a minister. But I'm not doing this as a, you know, even though, never mind.
This is to support your family.
This is to support my family.
It's a business.
It's a business. Okay. So, there's no refunds because the trainer has to be paid. When a new website and back office is set up, our server charges us X amount every time we're adding data.
API keys that have to be immediately like bought for the site. I mean,
there are so many things that go into it. And so every one of the expenses, the cost, the real cost to set a client up, there's a cost to it and we don't get it back. So if if we sell a package for $29.97, everybody's paid out. And then if that person issues a chargeback, well, that money's still paid out to cover that software, that system, that website and everything. And so we have to go after the funds, and we do, and we get it back.
Right.
But that's the reason why. And so,
not like we're hiding behind that. I mean, it's very upfront, like, hey, don't join if you're just going to.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but the other reason we were upfront is because people need to be aware, you know, that this is a business and it's an opportunity, and go in with eyes wide open. NBA, what's going on? I forgot to mute my phone. So anyway, I mean, I don't want to harp on that, but we're very plain with that up front. So, you know, if he's griping about that, he probably just now got around to reading our terms. This is the same guy, by the way, that complained that we were 38 seconds late because YouTube had a link that broke about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Inexcusable.
And
inexcusable.
And literally the guy started cussing us out. So anyway, but let's go on because I don't want to belabor this.
There's a few. We'll get through these a little bit more quickly. Yeah. Number three, the calls you are taking in the call center. Wait a minute. The calls you are taking in the call center, quotations, question mark.
Are just responding to ads.
They are just people answering the same Craigslist ad you responded to for a call center position.
That is not true. Some of them are, a lot of them are, depending on how that individual member is driving traffic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of my traffic, a lot of my other members' traffic comes from Facebook, social media marketing. Some people are using the voice broadcast dialer. Some people are using bulk text, bulk email. Some people are, I send a lot, people that actually buy boosters from us, typically it's coming off of the podcast and social media. And I advertise, there's two ways to buy our system. It's either bought as a tool or it's bought as an opportunity. The way we started this business, I was in the insurance business and I had a ton of insurance agents buying this platform so that they could market their insurance business. Mm-hmm. And then that bled over into the real estate business. And by the time I was in those two industries, I had some MLMers and network marketers coming to me, and then it grew from there. And then I had people in restaurant and retail, and then all of a sudden it just brought on a life. It's a life of its own. That's
I think the point he's trying to get to is you're just reselling to resell, which isn't true.
No.
I think he's completely missing the point of that. This is a tool and there's training that comes along with the tool, which isn't, you know,
lots of training.
Yeah. We really should get the accumulative hours of training we have back there, because there's a good bit.
I mean, Lindsay, you just started a while back. How much training is back there?
Oh my goodness. Plenty. Plenty. More than enough.
An overwhelming amount.
Yeah. Anything that you want to learn how to do, sit your tail down and you learn how to do it.
Right.
There's plenty of training. You're not going to be blindly walking through.
And
this.
Me and Reagan was talking about this. Over half, I would say about 60-70% of our members, we never hear from. Because they're using it to market fill in the blank.
Yeah.
They're not even in the resale portion of this.
Yeah.
So the guys just.
So number four, there's quite a few of these, so I'm going to try and sort of speed this up. Number four is kind of like number three. The software you supposedly sell to businesses, ? No, you're supposed to sell it to people who respond to the calls.
That's factually.
So once again, it's just, I don't think he understands that it's a tool.
So he said.
Number five, they supply sales funnels so that you can sell this lead generating software and earn $400. So you're not even using the software to generate real business leads.
That's factually in.
Missed that one by a mile. I mean,
well, first of all,
that one's rough.
It's $450 to $18,000,
which you can see the time of this review. The pricing actually was, you know, concurrent with what it is now. So,
Info
he's not getting
he's
right.
Just factually, and by the way, guys, all of these that we're going line upon line, you can go to terrywilson3.com/FAQ, which is actually our terms of agreement as well. That right there puts us on the hook, because that's what I'm bound by, what you're bound by. So you can go here and look, and you can line it up with the review and line it up with him. So, we'll keep, and by the way, just to clarify, the reason we're responding to this, by the way, is I had several members saw this on a blog and said, hey, what's going on here? And I was like, the guy is just nuts. And so we'll respond to it. And so I'm actually putting this podcast together so that if they get a member or a client says, hey, what about this? They can just send the podcast out and say,
yeah. Well, number six, really where I kind of wanted to read this, because this is just, I don't want to call him a liar, but what do you call somebody when they just state things that aren't true? You get overrides on selling the software after your upline gets their cut. They take your $400 commission on the 3rd, 6th, and 9th sale.
Yeah.
No. Just no. That doesn't happen.
That's not how it works.
We don't do that.
I wished all of my members passed up their 3rd, 6th, and 9th.
Hey, might not be living in this neighborhood.
I would be still in Vegas. I'd have stayed another week.
There's a Mr. Gary that owes us some money now.
I'd be hanging out with Gary the Money Man Greenbacks.
Yeah, you could afford to.
Gary might have me as a friend by then. Yeah, now that's just factually
just wrong. We don't
wrong
do that.
But go ahead and
you have to take everything about this with a grain of salt, because part of me is like, where do you even get to that conclusion? I mean, I don't.
Mistaken identity.
Yeah. There's nothing more than MLM multi-level marketing for their software.
Wrong. Yeah. Number one, I don't anymore, but Josie can attest to this, and anybody that's been in insurance, once you get your securities license, you can't be peddling or selling MLMs. You can, I think, it's just a regular life license. But once you get into securities and selling variable products and stuff like that, and the reason why I designed my platform not to be an MLM, which is a legal term, not just a disparaging remark someone puts on a website, even though I don't personally have a problem with MLMs. But I know some people do have a negative connotation with it. But just from a factual standpoint, no, this is not an MLM. You sell a product, you make a commission, period. Our elite members can build an agency with our referral marketing partners where they can get hooked up with all these different companies. So like I did at Ring Central just now, I advertised Ring Central. Josie is an elite member here. She could bring on a plus member, and that plus member wants to drive leads to Ring Central. Well, Josie has a direct contract, and she says, okay, here, you go drive leads, and they pay $20 per lead. I'll split that with you and give you $10. Mm-hmm. That's not MLM. That's just an override. One layer. If that plus member comes out and hires someone, Josie don't get any part of that. An MLM has multiple layers. That's why it's called multi-level marketing. You know, and the only people that have overrides in this whole business is elite members, and that's just because they have our entire package, and they've built their agency, which is where the money's at, and everybody wants to get there when they can at some point. But, you know, teach his own. But that's just factually untrue.
Right. There's just a lot here.
And the problem with the internet.
Liar pants on.
The problem with the internet is, go ahead, Josie, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I thought you was about to say something. I'm sorry. The problem with the internet is anybody can say anything, you know, and if they're not on sites that care about the truth, like the Better Business Bureau, like even Rip Off Report, which is known to just go after businesses. Remember that person.
Real quick. I don't want to get too far into like his own profile, but if you go into his other profile, he left a review for Rip Off Report that said he couldn't review us poorly on Rip Off Report, so he reviewed them poorly.
So I just want to know, how cool would it be if their pants actually caught on fire?
It would be sweet, sweet justice.
That's not irony. That's just it fit the rhyme. But no, I thought that was funny because
I think it's karma. Yeah. But anyway, that takes us into our next segment, and I want to pass the baton over to Lindsay for a little bit. Lindsay, I didn't want to get too deep into this, but I have a fiduciary responsibility, I feel like, to my members to respond to this when there's untruths out there. And I don't want to get in the personal weeds, even though I think this guy's I have opinions. You know, I don't understand people that can just slander people. I mean, I wouldn't do that. But anyway, I want to pass the ball. How do you respond What are some techniques? Because I've got other members that have come on as elite members. They're doing podcasts now. They're starting to build their brand. They're out there. And I've had two coaching calls last week that says, Terry, you know, such and such and so and so is saying this, and it's just not true. And so mm-hmm. when you put yourself out there, when you start mm-hmm. building your brand, you're going to have people, you know, occasionally that just want to be jerks.
Yes.
They don't want to be honest. They're trying to, the truth is here, this guy's trying to manipulate me into doing something I said I would not do from the beginning. And that's the, this comes down to that. All this is him trying to strong arm me on the front end. I wouldn't do it during. And here's the other thing. The guy's not even a member. He's not a member. And how do you review something you don't even know about? But that's beyond. So tell me, help me.
Okay.
Help me.
I got you.
How do you respond to this?
So number one, and this is a lesson I learned early in my business, I had someone attack a decision that I made.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like completely overwhelmed by it because I'm all about peace and love and
brownies.
And we happened to be on a trip with my in-laws and I was so upset about this. And my father-in-law said, you have to respond. Number one, do not be silent to criticism.
Yeah.
No matter what they say, no matter
so
how
So you agree
it is,
with us talking about
absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. Number one is to respond.
Okay.
Because okay,
there's a school of thought that just ignore it.
Yeah. When you do that, all it does is make the other person more angry and more liable to do more damage, which is going to ultimately cause more work for you.
Well, that's probably why it got to this point, because he was doing the Facebook, doing the LinkedIn, going to the Better Business Bureau, doing Ripoff Report, and I wasn't responding. I was just talking to him saying, here's the facts. And then they shut him down.
Right.
And so it escalated to this, basically.
Yeah. So in whatever manner that the person has attacked you,
yeah,
whether it's public or private, I would respond publicly or privately.
Right. Well, it was a public attack, and so we responded publicly.
So there you go. So that's step one.
Okay.
Number two, when you're responding, you want to be really thoughtful in these responses. And the first thing...
How did I do? Was I too critical? Was I too...
You were okay. You seem a little bit like involved in your feelings.
Yeah.
So, if I'm being
honest. Says about being in your feelings.
What's that?
I said, you know what Drake says about being in your... Sorry, that's a dumb reference. I don't know why I'm...
Why are you bringing up Drake on this?
I don't know about Drake.
Yeah. So you can feel the emotions.
I can tell that you're a little passionate about this. It's hit a little close to home. And understand that. Absolutely validate that.
And that's been my... Just to stop you there. That has been my biggest Achilles heel in this business.
Yeah.
Because I am passionate. It's personal to me.
Right? It is.
It's my name.
Yeah.
And so, was I too emotionally involved? Should I have been a little bit, do you think? I'll be honest. I mean, yeah.
You know me. Yeah. for the podcast, I would say maybe we've been a little bit honest about the depth of the feelings we've been feeling.
Yeah.
So if he's watching and he, you know, is hearing all this, he might be like, oh, I hit a home run.
Right.
I really got into his business.
Gotcha.
You know, so I would say, the number one thing that you need to approach the response with is confidence.
Yeah.
And so sometimes when we get overwhelmed by these passionate feelings that we feel, because these businesses are our babies.
Right.
We can miss out on a confident response.
Gotcha.
So confidence, you know, if you respond confidently and authoritatively,
mm-hmm.
then the ball's back in your court.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, respond. Number two, confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say the third thing is to acknowledge their feelings.
Right.
Acknowledge whatever it is that's upset them. Acknowledge it. Just speak to it.
I didn't call him a butthole.
Yeah. So points.
Okay.
Points.
All right. I didn't resort to name calling.
You didn't.
So do I get anything for that?
You get some points. 10
okay,
points
okay.
right there.
All right. Thank you.
So yeah, acknowledge whatever it is that's got them so upset.
Yeah.
And then explain your rationale.
Yeah.
For why you have done what you've done, which you did a great job of. You guys both really spoke to every concern that he had.
Yeah.
And then an action plan.
Okay.
Okay. How do we move forward? Obviously, I know you're really, really upset about this. And I'm so sorry that you feel that way. You can show empathy without owning it.
Right.
Because you did nothing wrong.
Right.
You can show empathy without ownership.
Right.
And then call to action. What are we going to do? How are we going to move forward from this? So a great statement for that would be like, you know, I really value your opinions and I'm so sorry that this has upset you like this. What can we do to change
your
mind?
Here's a brownie.
Here's a brownie. All right. Yes.
I got you. Mm. Well,
there's a certain chicken restaurant that would love to hire you as a customer service person.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's straight down the middle. I mean, you're yeah. giving it. I mean, that is just straight up down the middle. What you do, and I would say that's my chink in my armor. And Gary yeah. will tell you this. Recruiters has been with mm-hmm. me for a while. I am a nice guy until people just. To me, go to a place where I think it's dishonest. Mm-hmm. I cannot tolerate. Mm-hmm. If this guy would have came out and called me a schmuck, called me. Matter of fact, I remember the guy that roasted me and said I look like Guy Fieri.
What is that?
And yeah, if you look behind you on the board in this, I don't mind the personal. I'm usually really good at personal attacks and stuff like that. But when you lie.
Yeah.
And you're messing with not only my livelihood, but other people in my business. I get a little bit like, that's just factually untrue.
Well, it's a trigger.
And it's a trigger. Yeah. And so it's just that's something I have to constantly work on mm-hmm. and just say, you know, it's not the guy's living in my head at all. I mean, I could care less about this guy.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll think of it later and I'll come back with it.
Reagan was saying it because obviously we're living in this guy's head.
Yeah, what I said was, now I remember I said, well, I wouldn't have bought this apartment had I realized we were living rent free in his head. So, I mean,
because he has gone from platform to platform to platform to try to get.
Yeah. So again, but remember, I think I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. There's some things going on in his life that we don't know about.
Ooh.
Hurt people.
That's true.
And we have no idea what he is going through that has brought him to this attack.
Right.
And so if we can take ourselves
out of
the target position and just think about
triangulate,
man, what's going on with you, man? Yeah, like, can we help you?
Yeah. What's up with you, brother?
Yeah. Like if we can empathize.
Yeah.
Right.
Which part of me does think maybe he's confused with something else because I don't even know where he would get and the third, sixth, and ninth. That would make sense,
honestly. Well, there used to be a business that we were affiliated with that did the dialer. That they were an MLM, and I was using them specifically just for the dialer portion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have
using them as a tool.
I was using them as a tool,
yeah.
And I had my own platform, and I think he might be conflating us with a former company that I'm no longer with, and they're out of business.
And something could have happened with him and them, you never know.
He's just thinking that we're somebody that we're not.
I think there's definitely there's confusion somewhere.
There's some vitriol, especially for... Yeah.
If you would have read the private messages he sent to him, and he was polite the whole time. I told him, I said, thank God you are doing ticket support. And so, because I am just, you know, I've got a lot of Irish in me. I just do. And so that is really good stuff. Thank you so much for that. And I'm going to take my, you didn't spank me, but I'm going to take my correction.
I hope I wasn't too honest.
No, I want you to be. And that's awesome because, you know, none of us, we're all people. Mm-hmm. The point is we're people. And I was telling someone a few weeks ago that got a little snippy on a ticket. I said, you got to remember when you're filling out tickets, mm-hmm. there's people behind that computer screen. And they will do what they have to do because they're contractually obligated to do what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you, if you'll be a little more polite and a little more, you know, soften your rhetoric, you want our support to go above and beyond to help you. Not, well, this is what I've got to do just because it's my job.
Exactly.
You know, and so, you know, but we're all people. I'm a person. And so I'm not above needing correction as well. You know, so I really do, Lindsay. I really appreciate that. So this brings us up to our, Josie, did you want to say anything before we get in our next segment?
Yes, I do.
Please, come on, girl, come on.
I just wanted to add, also on the other side of things, the other end of the spectrum, you want to look at it as Terry Wilson, that this is going to say a lot about your integrity because you are addressing this. And it's also going to attract other people to you because they see that you're going to, when people have a problem, people have issues, you are addressing it. So I agree with Lindsay. The fact that you're talking about it, it's out in the open. It should really say a lot to not your members, but us members, because I'm one of them.
Right.
And I respect you. My respect level for you just went up because you're addressing this. You're not trying to sweep it under the rug. Not trying to pretend that it doesn't exist. You're dealing with it. And I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. That means a lot coming from you, especially. But yeah, I mean, I get emotionally involved because it is my business. It's my name. Literally my name.
mistake one.
Mistake
named
one.
It after myself.
Named it. I can't run from it now, can I? But, you know, but we are all human, I suppose.
You suppose, Terry?
Yeah, we're all human, I suppose. I would imagine. And so I'm speculating we're all human. We didn't come from outer space or something. Yeah, it's one of those things that I've prided myself in the last several years of doing this, having overwhelming positive response, positive feedback. And the only negative feedback I ever got was overturned because we were in the right. And so I just always took that as pride. And then here comes along someone that posts something on some, you know, penny ante site that don't care. And then all of a sudden you're like,
well, you never know. I mean, we haven't disputed it yet.
We haven't disputed it yet, but, you know, it's just, I would rather the guy say, the guy's a jerk. Okay. Because people.
True.
True.
Guilty.
He has a point. But anyway.
Well, the thing is, you're not a jerk, though. He can't blame me for being a jerk. He can blame you for being 38 seconds late to your podcast.
That's factually true.
No excuse.
Anyway. All right. Before we open up the last segment, me and Josie's going to talk about, do we have any questions?
We do.
Okay, because I want to make sure we hit those.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, this one comes from Bill. If you become a Plus member and then you later on want to become an Elite member, how much will it cost?
Just the difference. The difference between $12.97 and $29.97. You just pay the difference. That's all you pay. You have equity in every level you start with.
Cool. What is an ELP member? I'm assuming they meant T, so ELT member.
And ELT stands for Elite Member. An Elite Member has all of our software, everything we offer, our top training, our top software systems. And because you're at that level, what we allow you to do is we allow you to come on, and every time you sell a system, you get a residual off of that system every month thereafter. The first month you don't, but then the month after that, you get $50 a month because there's a $97 a month admin fee to every member. So you get the residual if you decide to resell the system. Okay. Number two, we have referral marketing partners that you get directly contracted with. These referral marketing partners are people like Uber, Lyft, Walgreens, Rite Aid, AT&T, Ring Central, First Data, insurance companies, real estate companies, every industry you can think of. What are they wanting? They're wanting leads. You have a lead generation platform and system. We train you how to use it. And so you sell, just like I was on the podcast earlier, guys, everybody that goes over to terrywilson3.com/ringcentral, I'm getting $20 for just for trying out the service. Everybody that goes and downloads a free book, I get $15 for. I have thousands of people download this podcast, 2% respond, do the math. So our elite members can do the same thing. Okay. And not only that, they can get their plus members credential to do the same thing, and they get an override on their business. It's a one, it's them, the elite member, that's they have their agency, and then they have their members under them that sell those leads off of those companies under the agency of the elite member. An elite member can set their own overrides. They can set it at 50%, 75%, 80%, it doesn't matter. And so you have an override. Now, it's not MLM, because if it was MLM, that plus member could bring on another plus member or somebody, and then everybody, it flows up. Don't do that. It's just that one layer. It's not a multi-level, but that's what an elite member does. Our top income earners that are in our business that are making six figures and bumping, you know, high six figures, these are elite members because they have all the tools and resources, the training, the technology to be able to do so.
Which also, just to note, it's not even... whenever you make a sale, that sale's yours.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what your recruiter is. Doesn't matter if they're an elite member or not. All that is for the elite member is just that admin fee. It's a split.
It's a split.
And that's between us and them. I mean, that's not even. So just some clarification.
Yeah.
Let's see. How do I make sure if I sign up that I get the bonus gift of the recorded conference you put on if I sign up before July 1st? So this is kind of slipping my brain. I'm not quite sure.
We had a podcast, a couple podcasts ago, that I said if you came on as a plus member or better between now and July 1st, we were going to give you the recording, and we got that in our store. What they need to do is send in the ticket and get the discount code.
Got it.
and then they get 100% discount on it, right. And they just go to the store and get it.
So once you join as a Plus member or an Elite member?
Well, they have to already have been a Plus member. They had to join at that time frame. After July 1st, it was off. Gotcha. So just check, make sure they enrolled during that time period, and then you can do it.
Gotcha. Cool. Let's see here. We got one from Ken. Let me make sure we get that. Hi, guys. Always fun watching your webinars.
Thanks, Ken. Is this Ken out in San Diego?
Jackson.
Or Ken in Florida. Ken. Okay, that's San Diego.
Okay.
Ken is a Chicago fan. The band Chicago. Okay. So he's got wonderful music taste. Love Chicago.
No bias at all.
Trombone player myself.
Clarinet.
All right. Good deal. You would be Walt Perezader in the band. Sorry.
Guys, we have questions.
Sorry. Music nerds over here.
What's that cartoon? Squirrel.
For the new potential members listening tonight, can you give them a brief synopsis of the training offered once they onboard?
Once you onboard as a TW3 member, we train you and support you five different ways. Number one, weekly membership training that you come to live. If you've got any questions at all, you come on that training and we spend as long as it takes. Sometimes our trainings go 20 minutes. Sometimes they go an hour and a half, 2 hours. It just depends on how long it takes to get to everyone's questions. They're usually on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Daylight Savings Time, depending on time difference. Number two, and Lindsay alluded to it, there are hours and hours and hours of video training in your back office.
That being said, you might want to clarify, it's not all thrown at you at once. It is laid out and we have a step-by-step sort of program.
Don't rock back and forth.
Oh, sorry. Put me in the rocking chair. That's what happens.
I've got Reagan in a rocking chair over there. He's in my easy chair and he's on. He sounds like a Leslie speaker over there.
And I go side to side.
Yeah. So
terrific audio quality.
What were you saying about the
I was saying it's not thrown all at you at once. It's hundreds of hours of content, sure, but it's layered,
structured into step by step.
And what you need to do first is on there.
Mm-hmm. So we got that. We got the PDF file.
PDF is good.
Lindsay's a fan of the PDF.
I like it.
We have a ticket support.
Also good. Very responsive.
Ticket support, and it's Reagan, myself, and two others. That shall go unnamed.
Michael.
And then we have one-on-one training with me if you're a Plus or Elite member, and one-on-one training, I guess there's six, and then one-on-one training with your recruiter and trainer, the person who sold it to you. So there's six different ways because people have different learning styles. Mm-hmm. We recognize that. We don't criticize that. We are open to that. As a homeschool father, I've got five children, and they all learn differently, and so I understand that's why we did the video, we did the PDF, we do the coaching one-on-one, we do the ticket, we do it all.
Cool. I think that's the, we'll double check real quick, but I think that's the end of our questions.
Great. So, Josie.
Did you call me, Terry?
I did. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, sir, I can.
I've got seven benefits to having a positive attitude. That's called gratefulness, gratitude. I saw the Journal of Psychology posted this just the other day, and I'm on a newsletter because I'm a, by the way, that's another credential that folks get when they join us at TW3. We are credentialed with Myers-Briggs, and so we can offer the MBTI to people, and we go into doing a personality assessment, understanding your strengths, your cognitive functions, the strengths, the weaknesses, and all that. And so because I'm on a lot of those email lists, I got this, and I want to hit all seven real quick, and then we'll talk about it. And Josie, I want you to speak into this, but here are seven benefits just for being grateful. If you'll just be grateful, have an attitude of gratefulness, these are the seven benefits that is proven psychologically, biologically, and I would argue, and Josie, you probably agree, theologically, that these are the benefits you're going to get. Number one, being grateful will reduce your stress. Number one, just being grateful and having gratitude will reduce stress. Number two, it'll offer you better sleep. Mm-hmm. They say that number three, it'll actually improve your immune system. Mm. Can you believe that?
I love that.
Isn't that awesome?
Absolutely.
Number four, it helps dissipate, regulate, and ward off toxic emotions like envy and strife, mm-hmm, and jealousy and sadness and depression. Mm-hmm. They listed all these toxic emotions that just being intentional about, I am going to be grateful, mm-hmm, will do that. Number five, it'll improve your self-esteem. Number six, it'll give you heightened awareness of opportunities and your surroundings around you. And number seven, it will improve and deepen your existing relationships and help you create new ones.
Come on. That's good.
Seven benefits for just being grateful. So let's start at the top. Number one, reduced stress, Josie.
Well, I can tell you from experience, being grateful reduces stress because it takes the weight off of your mind of feeling like you have to control everything and you have to solve every problem because we can't do it. And when you begin to become grateful, you start to look at the positive things in life that you appreciate more than the things that you don't like, the things you don't appreciate, and the things you definitely cannot change.
Mm. Isn't that awesome? It's sort of like the psychological way of you letting things go, letting them go.
Good.
Isn't that awesome? Because you're right. That's the way an attitude of gratitude will actually reduce stress. Josie, you nailed it. It's your intentionally saying, you know, I can't control everything. Mm-mm. So I'm just going to be grateful for what I have, where I'm at, where I'm going. Mm-hmm. Have an attitude of faith, stay in faith that tomorrow's going to be a better day.
And even grateful for our past.
Grateful for our past. Grateful for, I tell you what, you know you're truly healed of pain when you can say, Lord, I appreciate that. Thank you for letting me walk through that. I used to be so embittered because of my past business failures and losing the business and going through that whole thing in 08 and losing my house and losing all that. And I can honestly stand before anybody today and say, the greatest thing that ever happened to me was bankruptcy.
Wow.
It is. That's I would not be awesome. Here today enjoying what we enjoy had it not been for that. I told Reagan, we were talking about a person that we know and how they're struggling to transition from the old business, the old mindset, the way they used to do business into this new world of internet marketing, online and all this other stuff. And I said, listen, I would be right there with that person had I didn't have something so disruptive happen to me in my early 30s. Yeah. Gave me enough time to recalibrate because it's tough once you get used to doing things so long a certain way. Mm-hmm. It's tough. And so I'm grateful. Number two, it helps you sleep, Josie. Having a gratitude helps you sleep at night.
Terry, how many times have you been thinking about something that is challenging to you and you take it to bed? And when you take it to bed, you don't sleep. Because you're laying there, your wheels are turning, you can count all the sheep you want, and every time you look at one, it has whatever that problem is, it's like it's written on the thing's back. But when you begin to become grateful, and forgive me, I got the sinus thing going on down here. Become grateful, it teaches you again, it's like laying down and exhaling. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when you get it in your mind, when I lay down at night, I'm going to make a conscious decision to say, you know what? Thank you for that. I may not understand, but I know it's working for the betterment of my life, my purpose, and my goals. I may not understand it now, and it takes a lot to get there. But if I want to challenge everyone who's listening to this podcast, if you begin to just say, you know what? I don't understand it, and acknowledge it hurts.
Right.
But on the flip side, I'm grateful because somehow I know this is going to make me a better person. It's going to work out for my good, and I choose to sleep tonight.
Right.
I choose that I'm not going to think about it. I choose to acknowledge that I can't change it, so why not rest? Because my solution just might come in my sleep, but I'm not going to get it if I don't go to bed and I don't dream.
That's right.
And I can honestly say many times, personally, I've gotten the solution to a challenge or a problem in my dream.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you, it's happened to me. I can't tell you.
There was something recently with us, and my husband and I, we last thing we do before we go to bed is we pray together, and we pray for what we're grateful for and cover our family up in prayer. And there was something going on, and I was so stressed, and I could not sleep about it. And in my sleep, my, like, broken up sleep, it finally, like, all made sense. I can't control this.
Right.
I can't. I can be grateful. I can be grateful for where we're at right now.
And I'm going to ask you and Josie this. Which comes first, the situation that makes you grateful or the gratefulness that brings the situation?
It depends on the circumstance.
Great question, Terry.
I'm going to argue that all gratitude is a state of mind. All gratitude is a way that you choose to filter life by, and what you, how you decide to assign meaning to the things that you perceive. I would argue that life becomes better after an attitude of gratitude, because if you wait till your situation changes to express gratitude, you wait till your situation changes to express gratitude, it's a reaction that wasn't a forethought and choice. And here's the problem. Anytime my gratitude, anytime my feelings, my emotions, the way I is dictated by what's happening. Well, you know as well as I do, things change all the time. So I'm going to be up and down, up and down, up and down. As the situation on the ground changes, I change.
Yeah.
Well, that's no way to live life.
It's not.
Absolutely.
We really are in control of our feelings. Like, you wake up and you decide.
And you know, that statement right there, I wholeheartedly agree with it, but it is offensive to a lot of people.
Well, because
Well, I've taught this actually in a different setting. In a different way, and not exactly. And I had someone come and say, it's easy for you to say, because, and then they accuse me of just being, you know, Daddy Warbucks, never having a problem. Everything's life is always good. And I'll just say this, you know,
I love how true that is.
You know, the problem with social media is everybody has gotten into this attitude. They're comparing their life to everyone else. Okay. And so they're seeing my trips and us having fun. Yeah. But they don't see all the stress, the strain, and the push it took to get there.
Right.
They don't see those nights where I sat in that chair at Reagan sitting in with that laptop for 48 hours straight because I couldn't figure out a problem he has. But they don't see all that. They just see the fruit.
They didn't see the process.
They didn't see the process. They just see the sausage. The process is ugly. And so the point is, our society has gotten this thing where we're comparing. Well, that's a very, very unhealthy way to live your life. It really is. And that person was in that mindset. So I'm teaching this, and they get into this, trying to make this comparison. And it just broke my heart, because I'm like, your situation will never change, because it's the attitude first that brings about. I truly believe it's your attitude and the way you perceive life and the way you react to things. I am where I'm at, good, bad, or indifferent, because of the way I reacted to things.
Yeah.
And the way I responded and the choices I made, because every choice I make, everything I say, everything I do, everything I touch has consequences. Do they not? Good, bad, or indifferent?
Yes.
They do. And Terry, I want to add to that. We know the good book says, as a man thinketh, so is he. I used to say things years ago, this little saying, if you think, whatever you think about, you bring about. And many times we don't like the fact when someone challenges us to not just be grateful, but consider your life. Right. What have you been thinking about?
Right.
Because whatever you think about, you're attracting it to you. If you become more grateful, then you start to attract the more beautiful things in life that you begin to appreciate. And then it's like you get rewarded with more beautiful things that you wouldn't have gotten, because you were repelling them.
Exactly.
And we don't really understand. We call it the law of attraction. It's just the principle of the good book, the Bible.
That's exactly right.
If you're attracting those things to you, if you can change your mind, do something to challenge yourself to change your mind. I had a young lady, I'm going to say this briefly, was talking to me about her situation. And I can tell you from experience, I had 13 eviction notices in one apartment complex. I don't know if you remember this, Terry, but I was with you back then.
I remember.
I began to change my mind because, first of all, that's all I thought about. Why this? Why that? Always me, Josie this. Oh, my God, I'm always doing something. I was killing myself with my thoughts. The more I became grateful and appreciating that it could have been worse.
Right.
But God didn't allow it to be worse. Every time, within the nick of time, when I started changing and becoming more thankful, more grateful, more things started finding. It's like God begins to trust you with the greater things.
Absolutely.
Because if you can't appreciate the small things, why in the world should you be trusted with the greater things? We all want them, but we haven't really proven worthy of being grateful of the small things that we have and taking care of those things. We want the bigger things, but we're not even properly managing what we already have in our hands.
That's good. I'll tell you right now, this business would not be here today had it not been me getting on my knees and being broken and getting out of myself and quit throwing the pity party and quit saying, woe is me. So I had a business partner who was my best friend, was in my wedding, was my best man, and just stabbed me in the back. And I tell this in the Elite Conference, what I told you. So we won't get into that. But the thing is, Josie, you're exactly right. Until you say enough is enough, I choose to live on a higher level, on a higher plane. And, you know, and I had this thought come to me when I started doing this and started offering coaching and stuff like this, because I started becoming successful in insurance. This little nagging thought, well, who are you? You're a failure. You went bankrupt. How do you have the audacity to offer any business advice? And I almost shut it down. I said, I'm not going to do this. And then just this boldness inside of me says, not only am I going to do it, I'm going to put it under my name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it just something inside of me quickened. And for you guys that are in here, and Josie, we don't want to get too religious, but you guys know what I'm talking about. Something happened inside, a Kairos moment, a moment of inspiration. And I says, not only am I going to put it in my name, and this thing came inside where it said, wait a minute, I failed enough, I can tell people what not to do.
That's right.
I know ways not to do business.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you flip the script on the accuser.
Yeah.
And then you take off. And that's why you're probably, even tonight when we reviewed the reviews, there's a tender spot there, because it's my name.
Right.
Because David says there's nothing better under the sun. Take my money. Take my gold. I'm going to fight for my name. And so I have that. There's a little passion in that.
And I recognize that, because Justin's really passionate about his name too.
So. Well, men of integrity.
Yeah.
And he served in the military.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a man is only as good as his name. And when I say man, I'm being metaphor, women as well. But people of integrity.
Right.
You know.
A good name is worth it all.
A good name. And I will fight somebody. We'll roll in the dirt.
I see that.
Because, I mean, even Ray gonna tell you, I do what I say. I say what I do. Sign on the dotted lines. And me and him was having a discussion today whether I was being a little hard or not, because I was Mr. Black and White.
Yeah.
We say it in the evangelical circles, I was being a little prophetic. Thus saith the terms. But anyway, hey, guys, and Josie, thanks for coming on tonight.
My pleasure.
I hope you had fun, because we had fun. But if you didn't have fun, there's no refunds.
But we tell you beforehand.
but we told you beforehand. Guys, we appreciate it. This is episode 322. You are in the studios here with Josie Gray. And go over to YouTube, by the way, and Google. Tell the truth, Josie. It's the Josie Gray Show, TTT. And you can get her over at YouTube just by searching her. She is a wonderful life coach. She's an ELT member at TW3. She can help you with your TW3 systems as well. And she can get you hooked up with a system that will take your money, your business, your life, everything you do and touch to the next level. If you will believe it, you can receive it. And that's what Josie's there for. Thanks, guys. Talk to you next time.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.